Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome, Ray Gustafson, joined in studio by Joel Regovich from the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. Hi, Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're always bringing me good things to talk about because it's always something exciting. Tell me about Joel real quick, what you do and how you're authorized to talk about this. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So I am the marketing and education coordinator for the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, which is a professional orchestra in our region. We're at our 67th year at bringing music to the community.
Now, you haven't been involved since it began, right?
No, not quite that long. A little shorter than that. So,
You've been a part of the symphony for quite a while, though.
Yeah, for a little over 10 years.
But you haven't always been in this position, though, because you were a performer, right? Or a
I'm an amateur musician, but I've been doing the education program for them for quite some time.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot of fun things coming up, and I want to make sure we carve out enough time to talk about them. It's called Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra Presents Series. And before we get to what's coming up, this is the Presents is not a, it's not new either, right?
So actually, this is brand new.
This is brand new.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were looking at options to expand music in the region.
Right.
And the Acorn Theater is a terrific venue. And actually, we were talking to Bob Beamer, who is a big fan of the Acorn Theater. He's like, you should try some shows out there.
Okay.
And so we connected with Sandra Thompson out there, the executive director, and is like, we'd really like to do a collaborative kind of event at your venue. Let's talk. So this was born. It's SMSO Presents. Mm-hmm. It's a series that's designed to be just an hour-long program, smaller one-person, small ensemble kind of performances with a big connection to the audience. So performers who will not just, you know, stand in front of you and sing, but they'll engage you by talking, telling stories, you know, take questions,
sure.
You know, just like a lot more interactive.
Very
kind
that
of performance.
Interactive is always really good. I like I'm an interactive learner. That's my, mm-hmm. how I learn. So I like that. So SMSO Presents. It's a new series. And so tell me what's coming up and then what the first one and then what we've got planned. Tell me, how did the idea get started? You said you wanted to broaden your musical outreach here in Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, and you know, really, like I said, it was Bob Beamer. He's like, you know, I go to the Acorn, shows are great there. The symphony should do something there.
Okay.
And so we started talking, and it's a great venue. It's got all kind of layouts that you can play around with, and so we were like, what would be perfect here? And it's mm-hmm. it's a community that we... I think a lot of people are in that region and the Three Oaks region. And we have, you know, we don't do a lot of shows out there. So we were like, you know, let's bring music, you know, to some other places.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how it started.
And you've got some local, well-known local people involved in the first one.
Yeah. We're so excited. So, we have so much talent in this area. So,
we really do. We're very fortunate.
We are very fortunate. So we reached out to some of the people that are, you know, kind of well-known, easy pickings.
Well, you're talking about Paul Mau now, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, so the first show, is February 10th. These are Sunday shows at 2:00. The idea is to get it done in the day, in the daylight, in the winter, so you don't have to worry about, you know, driving home in the dark mm-hmm. or, you know, infringing on evening plans or anything. So at 2:00, Paul Mau with Joshua Goines, who's an amazing pianist and also sings and everything. So the two of them are going to do kind of like, it's called That's Amore.
Right.
It's like a cabaret type of show, singing. And Paul is bringing some guests, very talented guests. We had several of these performers perform for us in the past. So Meredith Best George is going to perform, Casey Colleen Mercer, and Abby Marie Vachon, if I'm saying it correct.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful voices. They're all going to have a piece or two that they also sing throughout the show. So it's it's going to be great. The venue, we're going to have some light snacks. There's a bar available. So it's just a nice place to kick back, relax, and, you know, listen to some great performances.
Right. And so when you say Sundays at 2, are you trying to average like one a month then?
So the idea is to have a winter series, basically. So since it's brand new, we weren't able to get a January show. But the idea is like next year to have kind of three shows. So we have a February show planned, and then we have a March show planned.
Okay.
So the March show is March 24th. And we're super excited because that one is going to showcase Dr. Larry Shanker, who has so many talents. There's this long list. You know, he's a composer, he's a pianist, he's a silent film accompanist, he's an educator. It just goes on and on and on. He's a wonderful, nice human being. So he's going to focus on like his very own kind of eclectic arrangements of a number of pieces. So he's going to do original music, he's ragtime, pop, jazz, rock and roll, whatever. Also kind of sharing stories along the way, educating you about the pieces, you know, educating you about how he came up with the idea. He's very engaging. We're really looking forward to that performance as well.
So very interactive, much like the That's Amore on the 10th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Very interactive. That's great. This is great. So we've got two, and you said it's a winter series.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll look at doing it again next year, in other words, in 2020 then. We'd probably try to do three or four possibly then for next year. Okay, so we have something to look forward to.
Yeah, get people out of their houses in the kind of gloomier month.
Well, we've had a pretty good winter so far.
I know,
hopefully,
right?
The weather holds out for us here. So SMSO presents the first one. Again, run down the first one and the second one and how we can get tickets, because I've got something else I want to talk to you about coming up as well. So
the first one is coming up quickly, actually. So it's Sunday, February 10th. 2 o'clock. These are at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks. You can get tickets directly at the Acorn, or you can also get them at the SMSO website. Or you can walk up to the SMSO office and we'll help you get tickets that way as well. Tickets are $25. They include some, you know, light snacks, and there is a cash bar at the site.
SMSO.org is the website she was talking about. Or like she said, you can go to the Acorn Theater and pick them up. They're easy to get a hold of. So February 10th, That's Amore. And on March 24th, it's From Ragtime to Rock and Roll, featuring Dr. Larry Shanker.
Yep,
so
that's
coming up, yeah, the SMSO presents. These sound like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to them myself. But we also have something else. Whew, you're making me winded here.
Sorry.
We've got a fundraiser coming up on January 25th, right?
Yes. So we're bringing it back. We have our Dueling Pianos fundraiser, and I believe this is the seventh year that we've had it.
Okay.
It's extremely popular, so we keep bringing it back because people love it. The premise is two piano players get up there, take requests, and play tunes, and since it's a fundraiser, people can request songs to either, like, cut off like the Michigan State fight song, make them stop it, and I want to have the University of Michigan fight song and play instead.
Sure.
Or they could just have song requests in honor of somebody's birthday or whatever they want to do. But it is a lot of fun. The crowd is very engaged in the whole event. There's a lot of standing up. There's singing. There's waves. There's people have fun. It's really great.
Do people dress up in costumes and stuff to attend this sort of thing?
Or
Haven't seen costumes.
Okay. No, I haven't.
I thought it would be fun to show up. And I mean, if you're talking about a, you know, fight song or something, I might want to show up in some
That's an interesting idea.
Maybe give in some ideas.
So
it's a fundraiser to raise money for.
It raises money for the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. It just helps us keep our programs going throughout the community. We also have, as part of the fundraising of the event, we have a silent auction throughout the night. We have gift certificates from a variety of local businesses, and you bid on them, and you can get some great purchases to go do things around the area. A lot of restaurants, you know, Kilwins, there's too many to mention, but but it's just, that's another way that benefits us. And then of course, fundraising through drinks that night also helps us. So, you know, you're welcome to support us that way, too.
Yeah. So Dueling Pianos event fundraiser, it's on January 25th at the Vineland Center on 1155 Vineland Road in St. Joe. So there's a dinner at 5:30. It's optional.
Correct.
And then the show is at 7 o'clock. And then you said you got some sponsors also for the event?
So we are always, always very thankful to the sponsors for all of our events. And this event, we owe our thanks to Holiday Inn and Express, Silver Beach Pizza, Wolverine Mutual, Denny and Betsy Sexton, Fairmount Central, and the Vineland Center.
Okay. And you couldn't do it without sponsorship and to help get the word out as well, to be able to put on great opportunities and great shows like this. So Dueling Pianos event fundraiser, January 25th, Vineland Center on Vineland Road in St. Joe. How can I find out more information about the Dueling Pianos event, Joelle?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, www.smso.org. Tickets for just the event are $30. If you would like the additional buffet dinner, that's another $20. So the total price that night would be $50, which is a great price for dinner and a show. If you have friends, a table of eight, you can have a reservation. So you can book a whole table to yourself, which is a lot of fun, either for the show or for the dinner and the show, either way. So, but yeah, you can come to our office and get more information. And you can also give us a call, 269-982-4030, or come to our website, smso.org.
Awesome. Joelle, thanks for coming in. And don't be a stranger. Make sure you come back and tell us about all the great things at the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra.
Great. Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.